Here is Bob Bertog, the president of the Bertog Landscape Company. He's in our studio today. Hi, Bob.
Hi, John. How are you?
What brought you into town? What got you from Wheeling to downtown Chicago today?
We have some errands to run to get ready for a wedding, and our twins work downtown, so we're going to go out for a late lunch.
Oh, nice. Yes. You got twins? I didn't know that.
Yep. Twin boys.
How old are they?
25.
Oh, do they? And they work downtown?
Yes.
Are they in the landscape business?
They're not. They're both in financials.
Oh. So what do you think about that?
That's where my background is, too, to be honest
oh,
with
no
you.
Oh, no kidding. Really?
Yeah. That's
really?
Why I was talking with Terry Savage on the way out.
I noticed you two had a lot in common over there. At least you said you did, and you both started chatting away. I suppose a father would like the son to be in the same business, but if they're in financials, that's probably a pretty smart place to be, right?
Yep.
Well, we're glad you're in the landscape business. So Bob is here, the president of Bertog Landscape Company. I always usually like to start when we visit with you on the phone with, okay, what's the watchword for today? What's the most important thing you want our listeners to know this week?
Well, first I want to share with you something I brought with me into the studio today.
Okay.
I brought you a couple of plants.
I noticed. The one's a little collection of cactus in a cup.
A succulent. And the other one is actually a sapling of a cottonwood. I knew you'd enjoy that.
Oh my gosh, I'll plant this in my neighbor's yard.
And then 10 years from now, you're going to get a phone call. How do I kill my neighbors?
And then I'm going to go over and kill it, and then I'll be able to kill it at my leisure. Really, why would anybody want a sapling of a cottonwood?
It blew in from my neighbors, and it started growing in our vegetable garden. I told my wife, I said, keep that watered. I want to use that someday.
In my municipality, they give you a list of the trees you can and cannot plant.
That's pretty common in most municipalities,
yes. Is it? And what do most people say about cottonwoods?
They're on the noxious list. You can't plant them.
Why?
Because they're extremely invasive.
Yeah. Oh, really? I mean, the seeds just get everywhere.
Everywhere.
It's a mess in the yards and all of that.
Same thing with silver maples. Those are extremely... You can't plant buckthorn anymore.
I think I'm going to plant that, though. What do you think?
Give it a shot. It'll grow.
Well, because I'm wondering, what trees... Some are softer wood and grow faster. Some are harder wood and grow slower, right?
Yes. It's kind of ironic. Usually, though, the conifers are actually categorized as a softwood, like your pines, but the deciduous ones are the hardwoods. So it's a scientific thing.
Thank you for the tree.
Okay.
Thank you for the cactus.
You're
the
welcome.
Gifts are very nice. I presume you want everybody to keep watering?
Keep watering. We're still way behind schedule. We ended August 3 inches below normal.
Put the hose on my trees the other day because they're just a year and a little bit old now. About they're like my little babies. They're 14 months old. 14 months new in my yard. They're, I'd say about maybe 10, 12 inches around, you know what
okay.
I mean? But so maybe those trees are 4 years old, something like that. I don't know. But they're new in my lawn, you know. So
yeah, but keep them watered. And if you have a root feeder, this is the time of year to use that because right now the roots are really active.
Really?
Well, that's why the leaves fall off the trees because all the energy goes into them storing carbohydrates for winter. So they drop their leaves so they don't have to feed them anymore, and then they store the carbohydrates.
Do you know if this is going to be a colorful year for trees?
I think it might be colorful, but it's going to be early. A lot of the trees are already dropping leaves.
We noticed that, and that's because of the drought.
The drought, and it's a natural defense mechanism of trees to drop their leaves so they don't have to feed as many leaves.
Hey, Bob, Bertog, is now a good time to dethatch my lawn?
Only dethatch if it needs it. A little bit of thatch is good. Actually, microorganisms hang out in there and other beneficial nutrients. And if you dethatch, you're actually exposing the crown of the grass plant. You can have up to half an inch of thatch and you're still okay. So you just want to take a shovel and slice it open and see what the profile looks like. If you have a quarter to a half an inch, then consider dethatching. But
wait a minute, what's thatch? I always thought thatch was the lawn clippings and debris on top of the dirt where the grass is.
That's correct, on top of the soil. I'm going to get you every time. It is correct, but a little bit of thatch protects the crown of the plant, the grass plant.
So you want about a half inch of that?
At the most.
Which strikes me as a lot, but that's the most.
Yeah.
Just a little will just, so you don't want to see the crown of every grass plant in your yard.
Correct, because all the sun will be exposed to it, and it's not good for the plant.
But I bag my lawn when I mow.
You don't have to.
I like it, though, because then it's like hoovering it up. It looks so clean and pretty.
I do, too, but if you want to recycle them, you have to remember more than 50% of a grass blade is water, so you're actually putting that water nutrients right back into the plant.
So would you say in my mowings now, or I should have been doing it maybe every other one, I should have just let the grass clippings blow?
As long as you're not cutting off more than a third of the grass blade, if you're cutting off more than that, then bag it. But if it's only a third of the grass blade per mowing, it's okay to just let them recycle.
Question, is it too late to place grass seed for lawn bare spots, large and small bare spots? Can I seed now?
This is the window to do it. Absolutely.
312-981-7200. Can you ask Bob, how do I fix the grass that was under my trampoline for about 11 years? We just got rid of the trampoline and the grass underneath. It's almost bare, has several weeds. How do I repair this area?
If it's a sunny area, I would say take out the soil that's there. Take out at least 6 inches because that's had 11 years of compaction. And then put in new topsoil, and I would sod it. If it's in full sun, if it's in any sort of shade, go ahead and put down shade seed.
And you can do that now.
Now's the time, yes.
And there's no other trick to it either. But I'm interested that you say, really, get rid of that soil, huh?
Well, it's been sitting there for 11 years. It's had no nutrients. It's had no fertilizer. It's probably solid clay. Because you have to remember, soil profile changes with the weather. Mostly the heat conditions change it more than anything. And obviously, if nutrients get in there, then that changes the soil profile as well.
And nutrients are the thatchy stuff, huh?
Well, or when you fertilize, you're putting micronutrients into the ground.
Yeah, that's true, too. So if I'm putting down grass seed in that spot now, should I also fertilize that as well?
Yes, but you want to make sure you get a fertilizer that's not high in nitrogen. So they'll sell, where the grass seed is at the garden center, they'll sell a starter fertilizer. It'll have a higher last number than the first two numbers.
Higher last number than the first two. That's what you want to put down now.
Yes.
And that's true for all of us, I guess, now.
Yeah, because going into winterizer fertilizer, same thing. You're going to have a higher, then the last number will be higher.
Hey, John Williams, you should grow that cottonwood in a pot like a bonsai tree. I had one for over 10 years. I was just asking Bob, who brought me a cottonwood tree, which has been the bane of the existence of many of our listeners and kind of a running joke. Everybody's trying to kill their neighbor's cottonwood. So, Bob, you actually, this came from a seed from your neighbor's tree?
Absolutely.
You grabbed it, put it in the dirt, and now it's 18 inches tall.
It blew over from the neighbor's yard. I never even planted it.
That's why people don't like them, because they're so invasive
exactly.
That way. Ask Bob if spread, so you could grow it indoors for a while. Huh?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Ask Bob if spreading phosphate along with grass seed is recommended. I'm repairing bad spots along with overseeding.
I would leave that to the professionals and just buy that starter fertilizer that we talked about.
Why don't you like me throwing some phosphate in?
Well, it's phosphorus. It's hard. First of all, it's hard to find just plain phosphorus. So you want to get something that has a blend with the other nutrients in it.
Can you overdo it? Would it kill or would you make it too?
Probably not, but it probably could throw off the profile of the soil.
Let's pick up a phone call for Bob. Name Bob. You're on WGN. What can we do for you, Bob?
Well, I have a series of privet hedges. I think they're called Cheyenne privets. And we noticed on the stems and some of the branches, there's a white, like, powdery substance, and it almost looks like little tiny bugs that have climbed up those. And in a couple instances, it looks like it's killing the hedges. So I don't, you know, I'd like to kill them before they kill the hedges or clean it somehow. To be on the safe side. So yeah. What do you recommend?
Is it on the stems or on the leaves?
Not on the leaves, on the stems.
Okay, because originally I thought it was on the leaves, but if it's on the stems, it's a scale. Cottony maple scale is what they call it, or cottony scale, because it looks like little cotton balls. And what you can do is you can treat that with, the best time to treat it is actually in the spring with a dormant oil, and what it basically does is it suffocates the scale, because if the oil goes over what the scale is housing in.
Okay, so Bob is going to let it go for now?
You could probably get an insecticide now that would, if it's going to be a contact insecticide, if they're still feeding. Usually they're not active this time of year.
A contact insecticide, meaning something going to spray right onto the problem?
A contact insecticide has to actually hit whatever it's going to kill.
Right.
A systemic one, again, if you read a label and Google it, there might be systemic ones for cottony scale.
But the contact one, what am I shopping for then? What's the name of the bug or the stuff I'm going to buy?
Cottony scale.
Cottony scale.
Mm-hmm.
That's the stuff you're going to kill.
That's what you're going to kill, correct.
And then maybe attack it in the spring as well. Huh?
Yes.
Okay. But I've got a white powder on some of my bushes. It's like somebody came in and just pastel painted white stuff on my leaves.
That's powdery mildew. That's a fungus. It's strictly aesthetic. It's not going to harm the plant at all, but it is ugly.
This is Tess. You're on WGN. What can we do for you, Tess?
I like to plant a birch tree. Wondering if that works in Illinois, and if so, would you recommend a river birch or a white?
I've had much better luck with the river birch. The white spires can be a little more sensitive, but yes, you can grow them in Illinois, both of them.
Okay. And what time of year can I plant, or should I plant?
If you can find one that's out of the ground right now, those plants would prefer to be back in the ground before winter.
So do it now if you can get one, which is kind of your rule of thumb, right? If it's in a proven winner's container sitting somewhere, you can plant that now, right?
Right. The only advice I would give, though, is if you're going to look for a tree, obviously you want it to be a specimen in your yard. So keep in mind when you go to the garden centers that most of that stuff's been looked over for the summer.
Make
sure you get something that looks good.
It.
Yeah.
And then, but that's not true for not just trees, but any kind of landscaping a lot of us want to do it in the fall, so it's there for us in the spring, right?
Yeah, you're safe with perennials, but any of your woodies or your evergreens, you want to make sure you go out and take a look at them. Don't just call up the local garden shop and say, deliver me a birch tree. You want to go and hand pick it.
Tess, thanks for the call. Good luck. Karen, you're on WGN with Bob Bertog. Hi.
Hi, John. Hi, Bob. Thanks for taking my call. I have a question. I've got a 4-year-old autumn blaze in my front yard, and some of the bottom branches, you know, I have to duck to mow the lawn. When's the best time to cut those up?
You're just doing some minor pruning to make pedestrian traffic easier to walk around the tree. You could do that any time of the year. If you're going to get inside the canopy of the tree and try and clean it up, you want to do that in the dead of winter.
Yeah, I did. I did read about that. And do I put anything on the spots that I cut?
Yeah, that's
no.
a good question.
That's an old school thought. What you're actually doing is you're just locking in any diseases or insects that are in there. Now you made it safer for them. So you want to let the tree heal itself.
We're out of time. I hope that helps. By the way, Bob, you know how we always get that question, how can I kill my neighbor's cottonwood tree?
No.
I did not get that today. We have one last question, though. How can I get rid of my neighbor's sycamore tree?
So I can't comment on that.
Are sycamore trees a nuisance tree for people, too?
It depends.
Yeah,
for some people, yeah. Any tree can be a nuisance.
Right. I was just going to say, maybe it has more to do with the neighbor, I've always said, but I know those cottonwoods are the bane of people's existence, and yet I'm going to grow one now, and I don't... And use it like a bomb on somebody that I don't like. But thank you for bringing that in. Plus the cactus, those are cacti?
They're called succulent.
Succulent. It's a real nice little cup of that as well. Bob Bertog, Bertog Landscape Company in Wheeling. Well, have a great winter. I don't think this is the last time we'll talk. I suppose you can join us next week as well on the phone?
Absolutely.
Thanks for coming into the studio today.